Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy to be with everyone here, really during these very turbulent times right now. But with all the panic that's going around the world right now with coronavirus, ACC News is really very proud to bring you a very calming voice. One of the heroes that we need during these times of panic. Today we have back with us healing artist Erica Rado, and she is the founder of Spirit Bird Intuitive Arts. Now, to everybody out there that's simply seeking answers to questions, Many of us are a part of very stressful times now as well. To the people out there are stressed, or again, people really looking for answers about themselves. People during this time that are really sitting down and wondering to themselves, why am I here? What is my true capabilities being here? And if any of this sounds familiar, and sometimes people feel like there aren't answers out there are definitely answers, and there are people out there that can help you find them. So if any of this sounds familiar, again, please grab a seat no matter where you are. Many of us are home. Get very comfortable, because our special guest today, Erica Rado, again, she may possibly share information that may help change your life forever. And it is now the 31st of March. Now, I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas. Again, we are welcoming our listeners from overseas as well. If you do miss any portion of our segment today with Erica, and we also have a previous segment with her as well, they are all archived on our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And we're also a big part of social media. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also a big part of Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, if anybody's tuning in that you happen to catch us on the press release or perhaps an ad from one of our sister sites, again, please feel free to send us an email and let us know where you did hear from us. It'll also enter you into the contest that we are running for this month. But again, getting back to what I was just speaking about earlier, many of us, again, we are seeking answers really mostly about ourselves. It's really the most difficult part of life. There's a point we all reach and wonder, what is my purpose? What is the real limit to my capability? What can I actually do out there? And as I really said in the previous session with Erica, art, it really invokes thought and emotion. And the people that worked with Erica Rado through our healing art coaching sessions, what they can tell you is that it really brings something out in them. From seeing this visual that Erica can supply them of their actual thoughts and feelings, it inspires a positive change. And to everyone out there that's tuning in, everyone out there that suffers perhaps from depression as well, that wonders where that inspiration can come. Many of us, again, we visit doctors and we speak to different people and we can't really find it. And it leaves us looking for answers. It really gives us the opportunity to really try and look at something different. Is it possible that we could be healed in another way? Something outside of Western medicine. Now, again, what Erica Rado really does is really she incorporates a successful blend of healing techniques. And she herself, she really began her career as a massage therapist, but she was always grounded in intuition. And again, her art healing, meditation, energy healing, they now ride this crest of her long professional development. Her art sessions, what they really do is give people an understanding to the questions and also solutions to the limited really behavior that we all develop over life and the blockages that really keep us from living our full potential. And I know everyone that's listening today is either somewhat in this situation or knows someone else that is. What Erica really says is that she shows people that they can feel bold about getting the answers they seek. All right, there's really no limit to what we can do. And again, to everybody tuning in, it's time for us to start looking in different directions to start getting these answers that we still haven't found. Really, truly incredible guest today, doing really incredible work. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you healing artist, founder of Spirit Bird Intuitive Arts, Miss Erica Rado. How are you doing on this beautiful day today, Erica?
Hi, Matthew. Thank you. I'm doing great today. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're very happy to have you back with us. And I know so many of our new listeners tuning in didn't get a chance to really hear you in our previous segment. If you could please very quickly share with them, who exactly is Erica Rado?
Sure. I'm an intuitive-based healing artist, and my journey actually started long ago as a very young person. I was always involved with art and drawing and painting, but 30 years ago, the notion that I should probably study massage therapy. And actually, it was for what I thought was a pretty selfish reason. I wanted to get some massages, but I couldn't afford them. So I thought I would go to school for it, which was really funny thing to do in retrospect, because of course, when you're in school for something, nobody knows how to do it yet. So yes. I didn't really get massages in school, but I got a really good start to my path. And life has been different ever since I did that 30 years ago in 1990. Yeah.
Wow. And can you share some really more the personal journey that led you to where you are here today? What really led you into this field of now creating this art?
Yes. I as I said before, I've been oscillating back and forth between healing work, physical healing work and massage, and also in art all of my life. And to come a little bit closer in on how I got to this work, in 2012, I got the opportunity to start teaching children art after school. And
yes.
At that time, I didn't realize that I was really stepping into a brand new expression of what I already knew in art and healing. But the opportunity came when I was given the task of creating the curriculum every week for these students. And the only way that I could do that, because we had hundreds of students we were teaching, was to sit quietly and listen for what kind of what kind of picture would all the children or most of the children benefit from? What would they be able to tackle in the coming week? And that was really the beginning of this artwork, where I sat down and was listening for visual cues about what to offer the children. And children, I don't know if you know this, Matthew, but children are one of the toughest audiences you can have. They know you the minute you step in the door, and there's no going back. So you can't fool them. They know all about you. Yeah. So I was thrown into the deep end, basically, when I got this opportunity to work with children. So that's how that started. And then I realized after a few months of this that the students were actually benefiting from the art. They were able to somehow go deeper within themselves and come out with new ideas about who they are as little people and who they will become as adults. And I found that really enlivening. And so it was very encouraging to me to have this task in front of me for a while. So that's really how this whole process began.
And it was probably an amazing experience. There's something about children that really can also give the answers to adults sometimes about ourselves. Sometimes we can actually look at children and see different things about ourselves, things that used to exist within us. Kids are able to express themselves actually in a more open way. So I know you learned so much with that experience, Erica. But you have a very unique business name in Spirit Bird Intuitive Arts. So first, before anything, can you please share with the audience where the name Spirit Bird actually came from? What does it personally mean to you, Erica?
This is a really big topic. I don't think we have enough time for me to answer the whole thing, but just to try and bring it into a more concise shape, the two words, Spirit Bird, they're full of meaning. And to be honest with you, as I was trying to discover what to call my work, it was an intuitive answer. It was something that was given to me, and I really became clear about what it meant over time, which is very indicative of the paintings. And so I sat with that for a long time, and Spirit Bird, they both point to the same meaning, truthfully. They point to a broader, higher perspective that is the goal of the work that I offer. So it's a remembrance for me. It helps me remember that this is how I go about my work with people and clients, to have the higher and broader perspective for them and their what the answers they're seeking. And so the rest of it, intuitive arts, there really is, there's one and the same, because for me, art is intuitive. It's a creative, open, clear-sighted healing art that I offer. And so the title really is my best shot at explaining my work without trying to corral it so specifically.
And we all know that, and I agree with this, that art, in a way, it heals us. Now, you yourself, you had to recover from a very difficult relationship. It's something that could be hard for all of us. So if you could share with the audience, what did this process of recovery and the use of your art, what did it teach you about yourself throughout this healing process?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I feel it was a test of my tenacity, and I feel like that relationship was something I was destined to pass through in order to gain more clarity about who I am and give me personal proof that I'm capable and strong, and that I, as an individual, that I have value and I have a place and a purpose to fulfill in my lifetime. That relationship was very arduous and quite a test. And having come through all of those trying times and moments, I really do have the strength and the understanding that I'm able to fulfill my lifetime purpose. And part of that is manifest through the artwork.
And to everybody tuning in, Erica has this truly amazing ability to be able to hear someone speak and to be able to transfer their energy really through herself, through her hands, and create really these amazing images. And with this amazing ability that you have to really listen with your senses, can you please share with the audience what really goes through your mind and your body throughout this process?
Well, my understanding in this work is that my intuition is always running, and at some level, through my senses, whether I'm working or not, the intuition and information is always coming in. But when I'm sitting down to work with a client or a group, I intentionally allow more of my reception to come through so that I can gain more information that can be noticed. Information that's already there, information that's not closed off to me, but I don't let myself see that collective answer or information about others until I'm given permission, which is to say the moment when I'm sitting down with someone and they've clearly given me permission to see them, then that's the time when I open up and really listen and notice. And then I tune into the client, their energy, or what might be called their own personal space or their blueprint. And then I see more about who they are, and then that's when I can be quiet and pay attention to what they're showing me without words, just by being present with me, even if they're not in the same room. And then I just start the painting. That's how that works. It's very simple, and it's very difficult to try to pick up visually as I sit there because a lot is happening inside.
So a lot of it is really done. Like, how much of your intuition actually influences your artwork that you create for your client?
Yeah, 100%
wow,
of it. I don't.
That's
when I sit
amazing.
Down to begin, yeah, when I sit down to begin with someone, I don't have any preconceived visual idea or a plan for the art. I never do any preparing visually at all for the person or group. I start always with a blank page. Never any cues. So we start fresh every time.
So to give the audience tuning in out there a real visual of this, can you please share the types of visual messages that may come out on the artwork that you do create for your clients?
Sure, yeah. The messages can address all manner of question that a person might have, and that can be something as broad and powerful as life purpose. It can address how the childhood may have impacted the life journey. It can be more on a physical level. This artwork can help people process their physical pains and process more of how to go about broadening their healing approach, whether it's multifaceted with Western and Eastern, or if it's just straight Western medicine, or maybe their broader perspective allows them to add this painting as medicine itself. Sometimes that can happen. I've had people see me for that.
So this artwork can actually help guide them through life transitions.
Yes, absolutely. There's no question. Yeah,
which is really
and
amazing.
I see people. Yeah, I see people also who are about to have a child, and so the baby's still in the womb, and they'll come to me for a reading for that baby. And what's beautiful about that is that the actual essence of that child has an opportunity to speak before they actually enter the world, and the parents are benefiting from that in that they can be a little bit more prepared on the character of the being of the boy or girl that's coming, and
yes.
what kind of approach they can have to that child as they grow up. It's quite a tool. This artwork is quite a tool. It's very, it does a really good job of working around the words we use as language and goes to a much deeper level of intuitive language that we all carry.
So to everyone that's tuning in out there, I really want you to get a visual of what Erica can actually do for you. She is capable of speaking to you and creating an image to help give you answers about yourself. She is capable of creating an image to perhaps give you the motivation that you need that you are not capable of finding elsewhere. And this image is really created and based around your own personal energy, which is, again, it's truly amazing, and I feel that art does heal. And before anything, Erica, because I truly believe that this is amazing that you can do this, and art is something, for me, it just hits very close to home because it's something that just, it's always personal to me, and I can see images in so many different types of art that I see. But who exactly is your client base? Who do you feel can benefit from these services now that I do mention this?
The client base, actually, it can be everyone, to be honest with you. There's no limit to the age. There's no limit to the stature, you know, in society. There's no limit in any way. I would say that if people feel drawn to this work and are curious about it, then they are the ones that are likely to benefit most. There's some innate drawing that they've got that they want to know more about me and about the work itself. So I would say regardless of age or what part of society they function in, that if they are curious, that that's going to be the cue to check in on the work and speak with me and see what we can get done for them.
So
I would say animals are also part of the group. I'm sorry. Animals also are readings I can do for people. They're pets. I've done cats and I've done horses. And so these readings do cross the limit of what we tend to dwell in. So just be open and be curious. And if it's something that draws you, please call.
And I know that animals do carry energy with them as well, just like humans, and they can speak in different ways. And everyone out there that has a pet is well aware of this. So, Erica, I'm at home right now. I'm tuning in. I'm listening. This is something that intrigues me, and I want to start working with you and perhaps get an image. How exactly do you hold your sessions with your clients?
The sessions are based around total comfort. That is paramount, that the person is extremely comfortable in where they're sitting. So whether they're facing me in person, which is not going to happen in the next few months, or they're working online. We work online either through Skype or Zoom. That tends to be my favorite medium or method of connecting visually. But also FaceTime is available as well. They sit down in a comfortable place in comfortable clothes. I encourage them to have something to drink with them that's not alcoholic because I want them to be as clear as possible. And so water or tea, and they sit on pillows wherever is most comfortable for them. And as long as they can watch that I am painting, that is key. That's very, very, very important that they can watch the work happen in front of them. It is something that adds to the work. So that is part of how I'm listening to them specifically. And my previous clients all speak about that. They wondered, how is it possible that you can do this? And then once they're done, they're saying, wow, I really felt you listening to me. I really felt you see me. So it's all about being comfortable and being aware and present. And if the person needs to get up and walk around, or maybe they actually fall asleep at a certain point, that is absolutely all part of the process. They do wake up.
Yes.
They do find out that they have nodded off, but there's something about the higher level that's happening that has asked them to just absolutely relax, and then something shifts, and then they can wake up and refreshed and carry on with the session.
And by the time this is complete, you have this image created.
Yes. It takes about an hour and a half, and then we spend the rest of the session, about 30 minutes or so, talking about the image and talking about what we each felt. And it's important that that gets recorded, because the recording becomes a tool for future revisits with the artwork that they actually get to keep and have placed in their home or their office or their child's room. I even have people ask for extra copies of it so that they can carry it in their wallet and pull it out as a,
yes,
as a support tool that they carry with them every day, or they'll have it placed in other areas of their lives where they can see it more frequently as a bit of visual medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, people, this is very similar to any other type of medicine, and this is just visual. It's not coming in a pill form. But in my opinion, I feel that this is very effective as well. Erica, in the end, what do you really hope people take away from working with you?
What I hope for people is that they come away with an open sense of potential. When someone is a little bit more open and light, they feel greater ease in what brought them to me in the first place. And in general, their life is a bit more optimistic, even if they're going through real hell. That is a beautiful experience for me to see in someone after 2 hours, when they have started to speak more holistically, more optimistically, and to know that life does continue, life does evolve, and that's really what draws me to do this work. It's important that people know that they have options. Very, very important that they have options.
So to everyone out there that is tuning in, that hears that you do create this incredible work, I want you to share with them, Erica, what is the personal satisfaction that you really get from really helping people around the world kind of achieve their goals or succeed or get more motivated or even believe in themselves? What do you really get out of this?
Well, I've noticed over the years, as a person who helps others heal, whether it's by hand, you know, in massages, or
yes,
the artwork itself, which is now taking a lead in my career, that is, I get so much out of that, knowing that a person has woken up to themselves. And when I do this work, I myself benefit, knowing I'm doing my purpose. I am on my set path, and that benefits me. It's just an honest answer, just knowing that I'm doing my work and that I'm fulfilling my destiny in helping others.
And we do have about a minute left. So to everybody tuning in that's interested in this, where can they go to sign up for one of your sessions or get more information about you right away?
They can go to my website, and that is all one word, spiritbirdintuitivearts.com. There you can read a testimonial, see an example of one of my most recent pieces with a client, and then there's a space there to sign up for an email. So we can go ahead and communicate that way. You can also connect with me through Facebook and Instagram or Twitter, and also on
and that's also at Spirit Bird
LinkedIn.
Intuitive Arts?
Yeah, on LinkedIn. All of those are on my website page at the very bottom, so all you have to do is click on it, and you'll go straight there.
And thank you very much for sharing that information. We're just about out of time today. But to everybody in our audience tuning in, again, if you did miss any portion of our segment today, please go to our website at accglobalmedia.com, and you can listen to any portion of our show that you did miss today with Erica if that did happen. And also, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and times. And I want to thank our very special guest for joining us today. Thank you very much, Erica. I appreciate you really sharing your information with us.
Thank you, Matthew. It was a pleasure to be here.
And to our audience, thank you very much for joining us, and I look forward to having you all back with us again in the next segment. Everybody have a wonderful day, and stay safe.